Welcome back to Toby Talk, episode 6 with Dom.
And Emma.
We are here today. We have a short interview and a story from our third intern, like we said last week, Audrey.
Oh, yeah. It's very exciting. Audrey's going to come by and share with us her powerful story of volunteering and why it's important to give back.
It's a very wonderful story, guys, that we want you to listen to. It's a story of, you know, building empathy, sharing new experiences with other people, being able to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, and just have a positive impact on your community and others that you get to interact with when you do serve and do volunteer hours. So without further ado,
all right, let's take it away. Hi, Audrey, and welcome to Toby Talk.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Sure. So tell us, how long have you been involved with Lion's Heart?
So I've been involved in Lion's Heart since 8th grade, so let me do quick maths right now. 8th, 9th, 10th. So about 3 to 4 years, I'd say.
Okay, wow, cool. So what's your favorite thing about being involved in Lion's Heart?
The first thing I really love about Lion's Heart is just the humbling experience you get out of volunteering. I love how Lion's Heart connects you to so many different volunteer opportunities, so you really get a feel for different causes and then what you really identify with, and it just connects you to so many good causes, and it's just such a nice thing to be able to help out and see that other people appreciate that. Another thing I love about Lion's Heart is the groups. I'm in a group, I'm not an individual member, and I'd say that I've formed a lot of connections with the people in my group. I was friends with a lot of people in my group already, but I felt like my connection with them was so much stronger because of the memories we forged together. And I'd say that even as an individual member, you can still make amazing connections. You can make connections with the people you're volunteering with the people you're helping. There's just so many stories out there, and everyone has their own story to tell. And it's just amazing to see such a wide variety of perspectives and stories that other people have. And it's just amazing. Volunteering has experienced a whole new horizon for me.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. And I think I understand you have a story to share with us today.
Yes.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing it.
Cool. Hi. My name is Audrey Shaw, and this summer of 2018, I'm an intern for Lion's Heart. I'm a junior at Lisa Miguel High School, and if you were personally acquainted with me in school, you would know me as a person who enjoys playing soccer, I play for club in high school, and loves creative writing. I'm generally not a STEM/STEAM person, and more of a humanities person. English and history, as of now, are my favorite subjects. Even though I am slowly approaching the future of contemplating colleges and college apps, I have no idea what I want to do in the future. I'm considering a major in some aspect of business and a minor in creative writing or journalism. Of course, as a Lion's Heart member, my favorite activity of all time is volunteering. I have volunteered ever since the 6th grade. I helped out in my elementary school office with busy work and other tasks. Since then, I've gone on to do other volunteer work such as refereeing for AYSO soccer. In school, I participate in many community service school clubs such as Grow Up, Key Club, A Better Future, and many more. However, nothing has caught my heart more than Lion's Heart did. I joined Lion's Heart as an 8th grader who wanted to be more involved in the community. Though naturally extroverted, I was still timid around adults and had little experience with leadership. Through Lion's Heart, not only am I exposed to a wide variety of volunteering opportunities that allow me to give back to the community, but I've cultivated such strong relationships with my fellow group members and developed new skills necessary for the adult world. It was a stepping stone into a mature world, a step into a world where selflessness is so underrated, yet appreciated. Through Lion's Heart, I've learned how to lead and connect with people, but more than that, I have learned to be grateful. Being a Lion's Heart member and volunteering is just such a humbling experience. It's easy to get caught up in your own bubble, but service enlightens you to a new perspective of the world you never thought to consider. I've learned to be so grateful for the life I lead. I have a family, I have a roof to live under, I have 3 meals a day, I go to school. Other people don't have the privilege like me to do so. That's why volunteering was such a life-changing action for me. It is incomprehensible, unfathomable, as to how much people genuinely appreciate your time and effort. I genuinely cannot describe what your action means to other people. It seems like such a small thing. Cooking dinner for someone, cleaning up the local trails, packing school backpacks, sorting food. But on the other side of your giving hand is a life that remembers the act of kindness. It's up to all of us to give to others who are less privileged. That's the power each one of us holds, the ability to give. I'll admit, I have a terrible memory. I don't really remember what necessarily happens in moments, but I remember how those moments made me feel. I would love to share all the different types of life-changing experiences I've had, but I can only really remember the happiness I got from giving. Actually, I think that's the most important part of volunteering, how it made others and you feel. When you volunteer, that emotion almost feels tangible. Everyone feels it. One of my most clearest memories is the first time I went to the Ronald McDonald House to cook a meal for the rest of my group with the people who were staying there. If you don't know what this nonprofit does, it provides a supportive home environment for less privileged families with patients so they can stay together. We cooked a pretty simple meal: enchiladas, burritos, beans, and rice. It looked nothing like a feast, but the families who lived in a Ronald McDonald House complimented us profusely and kept coming back for seconds and with more thank yous. It was a feast for them, one they saw the heart behind. It's amazing how perspective changes things. To others, the dinner may have seemed ordinary, but to them, they saw the good in humanity. The happiness radiating from the room seemed contagious. Everyone left the dining room in high spirits. It's these little things that mean a lot. It's a feeling that is left behind in everyone: gratefulness, contentedness, and most of all, happiness. Thank you so much to Lionsheart for making me the person I am today. Hashtag Lionsheart Strong.
Thank you, Audrey, for coming in and sharing your story. That was awesome.
It was incredible.
And we always want to remind you guys, especially members, to share your stories with us. We want to hear about what you guys are doing and get excited about it and be able to share it with all of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like Audrey was saying, you know, it's really important once you get out there and you find a cause that you care about, you're passionate about it, you're out there doing great things, and we would love to help promote your story. And if you are a nonprofit and you have a local mission, you need help getting volunteers, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to share your mission and help you get volunteers.
Or feature you on the podcast.
Absolutely. And so you can certainly do that if whether you're a teen member or a local nonprofit partner. You can visit our website at lionsheartservice.org and click on the Share Your Story button. You can also connect with us on Instagram at lionsheartservice.
Definitely do that.
Yeah. So thanks you guys for joining us this week, and we look forward to having you back next week for our next episode.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. And don't forget to always think of others before yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
So your jeans are ripped. Their souls needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart. You can change people's minds.